a metro home city, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials, or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
Hygienic tissue molds. Suppliers of toilet rolls, jumbo rolls, both virgin and recycled, industrial rolls and more. Contact us on 033-397-9595 or visit our website at hygienictissuemolds.com.
Continental Cash and Carry. Over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products, and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff, and low prices, and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry. Call us on 010-594-2085.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting.
Previously on Family.
I'm ready to accept Nadira as my co-wife.
She must be better if Pa finally left her alone.
Adam, where are you?
I'm afraid that there's been some severe brain damage as a result of the fall.
Do you hear me? I've had enough of you. Enough!
And your behavior is making me sick too. It just makes me sick.
ولحكمة قد أوجد الأشياء جعل الخليفة بالدنا آدم من ضلعه أهدى له حواء.
They say it takes sadness to know happiness, noise to appreciate silence, and absence to value presence. There was no other time in which the Valley family could attest to these words more than now. It was only his regular recitation of Quran that kept Adam going as he sat next to Hawa's hospital bed, silently urging her to open her eyes. He refused to leave her side for the past 2 days, desperate to be near her when she opened her eyes.
Hello, baby. You can't leave me yet. Please wake up.
Adam places a hand on Hawa's cheek. Tears well up in his eyes every single time he looks at all the pipes and machines attached to her, trying to keep her alive. If only she could show some sign of consciousness, just one sign, Adam's hope would be sustained.
Hawa! Ya Allah! Please!
Adam?
Adam strains his ears and rubs his eyes, unsure of whether he's hallucinating.
Hawa! Hawa, talk to me!
Amina fidgets as she listens to Nadira gushing like a lovesick teenager. She rolls her eyes, glad that Nadira cannot see her reaction through the phone.
It happened so fast, Amy. I can't even believe it.
Let's hope it's actually believable.
What do you mean?
I hope it's not easy come, easy go.
Ouch. I thought you'd be happy for me, Amy.
I am happy for you. It's just everything happens so quickly. I don't know. Who else knows about this? What if Adil is just using you, Nads? Sophia is really busy with Ma, so maybe he's just looking for a pastime.
He made Nika with me, Amina.
Doesn't mean anything in today's times.
Amina, Sophia knows about this. She gave us her blessings.
Oh, that's more of a reason not to trust him. What kind of a man gets married again while his first wife's mother is dying? I don't trust these men. They're all the same.
This isn't about Adil anymore. is it? It's about Nadim. What happened, Amina?
Well, after we got back from hospital, he said he needs space. I haven't seen him since.
You mean?
Yes, we separated, Nat. And it's all her fault.
Whose fault?
That devious thing who's hell-bent on ruining my life.
Whoa. Amy, that's a strong accusation to hurl at anyone.
It's not an accusation, okay? It's the truth. You think Nadim would need space from me if it wasn't for her evil tricks? She was always jealous of me. She'll never change until Nadim divorces me or I die.
Amina, who are you talking about?
Farida, who else?
What? Are you sure?
I feel like I'm going crazy, Dad. My mom convinced me to see a Molana. It was the best thing I did. If he didn't intervene in time, I'd be lying where my mother-in-law is lying now, half dead.
I don't know, Amy.
You know what gruesome things he found on my bedroom ceiling? It's unspeakable. No wonder Nadim treated me like he was possessed. Probably was possessed.
I don't know, Amy. Are you sure it's Jadu? Maybe you and Nadim just need some counseling.
Nadim and I were perfect, Nads. Absolutely perfect. Until Farida started meddling again. But you know what? She's gonna learn her lessons soon enough.
Slept this much. Imagine what my ma will say. My ma? I miss her. Why did she leave me? My whole body hurts. I don't know where I am.
Hawa's eyelids flutter open and Adam watches her with bated breath.
Hawa!
Yalla! There's a man here. He's holding my hand.
Adam's heart drops as Hawa looks at him with frightened eyes. She tries to move but is unable to, understanding her fear. He takes a step away from the bed, allowing her to take in her surroundings.
He's looking at me. Why is he looking at me? He looks like someone I know. But who? Who? Who is he?
Adam watches as a tear trickles down Hawa's cheek and he resists the urge to wipe it away. He wonders desperately what's going on in her mind.
Who is he? He reminds me of, oh, my Adam. This man is so old.
Adam notices the ghost of a smile on Hawa's lips.
My Adam will look like this when he's old. Why isn't he here?
After what seems like ages, a sound escapes from Hawa's parched lips.
Adam!
Adam rushes towards Hawa again, grateful that she seems to recognize him.
I'm here, Hawa.
Adam!
Yes, I'm here.
Adam!
Hawa's eyes close again, and Adam grabs the opportunity to notify a nurse and gather his children, who hurriedly make their way to Hawa's ward, hoping to hear from their mother again. Junaid, Safiya, and Nadim stand in a semicircle around the hospital bed, each lost in their own thoughts, mesmerized by their childhood memories.
But I'm scared of the dark. Can't go alone now. All the way outside. What if something catches me?
Okay, come here.
That wasn't the only time Ma ate a cold meal, just because I was too scared to go outside alone. Yet, when Ma needed me to help her, I didn't. I just didn't do it. I used to be so scared of the darkness outside. But now, I'm terrified of the darkness within.
awake, and please brush my hair. I want it same like yours.
Okay, my pretty. Give me 5 minutes and I'll do it for you, okay?
But only I want it now. I want to go play.
Okay, come here.
I'm so ready, pulling my hair.
I'm sorry. You have a few knots here.
Why do we have to take out our knots?
So that your hair stays healthy and so that you look neat and tidy.
Or maybe we really have to.
Jesus, we need to.
I don't want to. Can't I have short hair like boy?
But Allah Ta'ala made you a girl and Pearl is a boy.
But can't I be a boy?
Because Allah Ta'ala knew that I needed a special friend. So he gave me a beautiful daughter.
For real? But why? Isn't Auntie Poopy mommy's friend?
But you're my best friend. Now, there we go. Your plate is made, so you can now run along, my pretty.
Tazakallah, me.
And you're my best friend, Ma. You always were my best friend, even if it seemed like Adil replaced you. Please, don't leave me yet. You used to answer my hundreds of questions so patiently. Now, give me another chance to answer your questions with the same love and patience. I still need my best friend, Ma. I still need you. Now, more than ever, I need you, Ma.
It's too expensive, Nadim.
But I want those techies, Pa. I need them.
I said no, Nadim.
But why? You always say no for everything.
I said no, and that's final. Now go to your room and stay there until you learn some manners.
But...
go.
It's fine. I'll sit in my room until I die. No one even cares about me in this place.
Nadim, come, my poiro. Eat the sandwich?
No, I'll just starve to death.
Toba. Come now. Allah doesn't like it when we say things like that.
And Allah doesn't like it when people are stingy. And why you and Pa are being so stingy? You never buy me anything. I must always get boys hand-me-downs.
Nadim, we're not being stingy. We just really don't have the money now. You see how hard Pa works?
Then why we sell poor? I hate being poor.
Nadim, we're not poor, alhamdulillah. I'll tell you what, make what Allah Ta'ala for what you want and you'll see. You'll get those techies that you want. I promise, my child, I promise you.
And you never broke your promise, Ma. I got those techies because you made sure you sold enough baking to buy it from me. Even though you needed a new pair of shoes more than me. You bought those techies for me. You gave me everything when you had little. And I couldn't give you a little when I had everything. I'm sorry, Ma. I'm sorry that I was so stingy. Please. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please, Ma. Please forgive me.
Ma, please don't leave me.
I need you, Ma.
I'm sorry, Ma.
Autumn leans towards Hawa again, hoping she'll show another sign of consciousness. Her eyelids open ever so slowly, prepared for her next reaction. Autumn immediately says gently,
I'm here, Hawa.
Hawa's eyes scan the room, and the fear returns in her eyes as she notices her children standing around her bed. She slowly moves her lips, and her words are whispered. Autumn strains his ears to hear what she's saying.
I look a conche.
Autumn wonders if his children are able to hear Hawa's words. Their tear-stained faces suggest that they can.
Hawa.
Handane kyo chali jayati.
Autumn looks up at his children, who've heard their mother's words clearly. Her words hit them like a ton of bricks, and they flinch at the pain they feel inside. Safiya rushes to the ward's entrance, her shoulders shaking with silent sobs as she excuses herself. Junaid
and Nadim follow closely behind. Adam battles to control his emotions. He glances to the entrance of the ward to see Hawa's doctor and nurses entering. One of the nurses quietly usher him away from Hawa. As Adam leaves the ward, he hears Hawa calling his name again.
Adam! Adam! Bobik lage! Adam!
He turns around and goes back into the ward, only to be met by a blank stare from Hawa and reproachful looks from the nurses. Hawa continues calling his name, yet shows no sign of recognition as he stands in front of her. With a resigned sigh and a crippling pain in his chest, he walks out of the ward, with Hawa's voice haunting his mind.
Adam! Adam! Bobik lage! Adam!
Junaid, Nadim, and Safiya try their best to console each other, but their efforts are in vain. Their heartache cannot be expressed in words, and yet, when they look at their father, they see their collective pain reflected and multiplied in his eyes. Hawa's doctor notices them. Hawa's doctor notices them huddle together as he leaves the ward.
She's asleep now, but you can go in and see her, Mr. Valley.
Thank you, Doctor.
You may stay with her for as long as you like.
She's conscious. That's a good thing, right?
Well, yes, it is, but I'm afraid we're not out of the woods yet. The brain damage that she suffered has only exacerbated the Alzheimer's. Did she recognize any of you earlier?
No, Doctor. She only remembers my father's name.
But she doesn't really recognize me. She's so afraid.
That's because she's confused. We need to understand that with Alzheimer's, she's not sure of anything. She doesn't even remember basic things about her surroundings or the people around her. Everything and everyone is a stranger to her. And the fear of the unknown is only natural for her at this stage. Look, this is a very difficult time for you as a family. I personally advise you to join an Alzheimer's support group. Because it's often as taxing on the patient's family as it is on the patient.
What will you do for her now?
I'm afraid there's not much more that we can do. Her advanced age makes surgery impossible for us. And with the Alzheimer's, there's no telling how she'll progress from here onwards.
How much of time does she have left, Doc?
Now, that's a question even I'm unable to answer. She may be with us for as long as another year, or we may lose her within a few hours. My advice to you is to cherish every moment you have with her. Try to keep her as comfortable as possible and try not to leave her alone. Now is the time for all of her loved ones to stay as close to her as possible because she needs to feel loved and she needs to feel protected more than anything else.
Thank you, Doctor.
They watch the doctor walking away and Adam stares blankly into space. Nadim finally breaks the silence.
Hamza needs to be here now.
But he's not taking his calls. I've left like a dozen messages on his voicemail.
He's not even taking my calls.
Now? What do we do?
We fetch him, but I really don't want to leave, Ma.
Maybe he'll come with Uncle Kader.
I just hope he makes it here before it's too late.
The mention of Kader's name brings Adam out of his reverie and he excuses himself for a few minutes before returning to Hawa's side. Kader listens with a sinking feeling in the pits of his tummy to Adam's exhausted voice.
Right? You and Poppy come over as soon as you can. I don't think Mahava has much more time left with us. Please come as soon as you can.
Adam ends the call abruptly and walks back to Hawa's room where he spends the rest of the night, seated on the couch next to her bed. Every time he dozes off into a restless sleep, he's awoken by the sound of Hawa's terrified pleas.
Adam, Bobby Clage, Adam, Adam, Okache.
Hamza walks. walks towards his humble abode with a spring in his step and a smile on his face. Not only was the art exhibition a tremendous success for him, but Allah favored him with an unexpected blessing during his trip. A blessing in the form of Kate's uncle, who also attended the exhibition. Much to Hamza's surprise, Kate's uncle was an ardent art collector, and his fascination with Hamza's very own work provided the golden opportunity for a rare negotiation.
Yeah, who would have known it would have been so easy to buy our plot back? I still can't believe that my paintings fared so well.
Hamza lingers outside his front door, taking a moment to thank Allah for this remarkable bounty.
Alhamdulillah. Kate was right. Allah always makes a way out for us.
Hamza recalls the conversation he had with Kate before he departed for the exhibition a week ago.
We can't leave things the way they are with your family, Hamza. You know how important maintaining family ties are.
I know, Kate, but I can't think of a way to make amends. Besides, why must I always be the one to apologize? We didn't do anything wrong this time. They did.
It's not about keeping score, Hamza. And maybe I was just being overly sensitive.
No, they were being totally insensitive.
It's strange for them too, I guess. Tell you what, go for the exhibition and I'll try to convince my uncle to sell us Pa's old plot back. Maybe if we bring Ma and Pa here, it will make things easier for your siblings and inshallah, it will also ease the tension between you.
Hamza smiles fondly as he remembers Kate's positivity. Her determination gave him the courage to purify his intention of helping his family solely for the pleasure of Allah. Now, Allah had showed him the true power of good intentions, just as Hawa always told him.
If your intentions are sincere, Hamza, then Allah Ta'ala will make a way for you to achieve your goals. You just do your best and Allah will take care of the rest.
You are right, Ma. You are absolutely right.
As Hamza opens the door with a smile, he's immediately met with a grim sight of Kate, Uncle Carter, and Auntie Poppy standing in front of him with tears in their eyes. He looks at them questioningly and Kate earnestly says,
Ma is critical, Hamza. We need to go now.
Hamza is dismayed as Kate, Uncle Carter, and Auntie Poppy inform him about the details of Hawa's fall and her critical condition. The drive to the clinic seems to take forever. On arriving, they each rush towards Hawa's ward, where Adam and the rest of his children are already gathered around Hawa. Hamza is relieved to find his mother strangely alert as he enters her ward.
Ahmad Ikra, you came.
Ma. Gee, I'm here with you, Ma. I'm here.
Hamza takes Hawa's wrinkled hand into his own and places a kiss on the back of his mother's hand. His heart soars in relief as she seems to recognize him.
Chalo, 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 Kawa.
A tear trickles down his cheek as he realizes that although awake, Hawa is terribly disorientated. Her cheeks are pale. He looks at his mother and her frail countenance paints its every feature on the surface of his heart.
I've been away for far too long. I'm so sorry, Ma.
On seeing Hamza's overwhelmed state, Auntie Poppy intervenes and greets her childhood friend.
Hawa Ben?
Poppy, it's you. Where am I? Where am I, Poppy?
You're resting, Hawa Ben. You worked so hard that you needed a little break, but don't worry. You're already looking better. One of these days, we'll be visiting each other on the farm again and cooking up a storm.
How's Daisy? Who's milking her?
Daisy is okay. And don't worry, she's just fine. When you get better, then we'll be able to drink the fresh milk together. And we'll even make our own butter again.
That'll be lovely. But I already drank the most delicious milk, Poppy. It was so hot. Did you eat?
Poppy smiles at Hawa's question and nods. Hawa's gaze moves towards her children, then returns to Poppy. The sudden change in her tone is almost surreal.
Ay, loko kon che. Iloko na kyo chala jai. Iloko bo dukhi karech.
The question startles Hamza and he's unable to bear the pain as reality hits him. He excuses himself and steps out of the ward to gather his thoughts. His siblings follow, equally devastated at Hawa's complete lack of recognition and affection towards them. Hawa closes her eyes for a few moments before they fly open again.
Adam
responds to Hawa and immediately goes to stand beside her bed. He lifts a hand into his own and looks at her with his immeasurable love in his eyes. His attention is so focused on Hawa that he fails to notice his four children re-entering the ward and standing behind him.
Ji, Hawa Jan?
Oh, God, yeah. Poppy Klakic. Adam, Poppy Klakic.
Don't be scared, my Hawa. You have nothing to fear. I'll stay with you just as you always stayed with me. And when I can't be with you any longer, then Allah will still be with you. Allah is always with you, my Hawa, and I'm happy with you.
Of the strangest scenes that Adam has ever seen is the striking smile that suddenly makes its way to Hawa's lips as she silently weeps. She holds onto his hand and he feels her grip tighten around his fingers. An almost inaudible whisper escapes her lips.
Adam, la, ila, ilao, amatur, asur, la, la.
But you will never leave my heart. Never, ever, until we meet again, Hawa. May Allah always be pleased with you.
Oh. ever has it been that love knows not its own depth until the hour of separation. Adam carefully folds his last shirt and places it into his bag. He glances around the empty room with tears welling up in his eyes. A soft knock on the bedroom door interrupts his thoughts.
Coming?
Pa?
You need better?
Pa? Are you sure you don't want to stay with us? We really don't have a problem, and we really don't mind having fire. Please stay, please.
Junaid, you and your family also need time to make your own memories. You've hosted me for a while now, and Zakallah for that, my son, but I cannot live here any longer.
I'm sorry, Pa. I know I didn't make it easy for you. Please, I'm begging you, forgive me, Pa, and give us another chance to make it up to you.
Better? You don't need another chance because everything is forgiven. It's not because I'm upset with you that I'm going away. I just miss Groot Mariko. It's my home. It's where your ma and I spend the summer of our lives. And it's where I want to spend the rest of my days too. This city, it's not for me. I just wish I could have realized it before your ma left us.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Pa. You only did what you thought would make ma happy. Ma wanted to be with us, her children, but it's us who failed her. We let Ma down, and now we'll love to regret it.
No, Beta.
Adam looks up at Junaid and finds heartbroken tears of remorse in his eyes.
The past is gone. You cannot change it. Don't lose your present to regret. Rather live to make each moment count while you still can. Chalo. Hamza and Kate must be waiting for me to leave.
Wait. Let me phone Nadim. He still wants to greet Pa.
Junaid dials Nadim's number and he answers on the third ring.
I'm on my way, bro. Give me 5 minutes.
Nadim cuts the call and looks at Amina with hope in his eyes.
I'm really sorry, Amina. Please come home.
Amina nods with a smile and embraces her husband after what seems like eons. They head to the car hand in hand.
Mind if we just stop at Junaid's house to greet Pa? He's leaving today.
Sure. It's the least we can do.
Nadim beams at her as they drive off.
Nadim?
Yeah?
Remember that Umrah trip we were planning?
Yeah. Ma wanted to go so badly. And it's too late now.
No, it isn't. We can still take Pa and go. It'll be good for him. It will be good for all of us.
A year later, Adam shuffles into his cozy sitting room. He takes a seat on his favorite armchair and closes his eyes when he suddenly hears a loud shout.
Yalla! You almost gave me a heart attack.
Oh no, Pa. Are we such a pain to see?
Adam looks at his suddenly crowded living room. Junaid, Farida, Zahra, Amina, Nadim, Safia, and Adil all stand around him. Adam beams at his family members just as Kader and Poppy also enter.
So, to what do I owe this pleasant surprise?
I can't believe it. Hamza is a father.
It's about time.
Yeah, bro. Some of us, namely you, are grandparents already.
And proud ones too, Nadim.
As if on cue, Hanzala and Humaira come darting into the living room and perch themselves on either side of Adam.
Papa, guess what?
You're moving to Groot Mariko?
I wish Mommy said no.
Oh no, why not?
Because we start madrasa already.
Really? Who's your Molana?
Mommy!
Mommy? Oh, that's wonderful. So what did Mommy teach you?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kul huwallahu ahad. Allah was samad. Lam yamit walam yulad walam kulluhu kufuwan ahad.
MashaAllah. You read beautifully.
Mommy said that will make Hawa Ma very happy.
Mommy is right, my children. Hawa Ma will be very happy.
Adam smiles at his great-grandchildren with tears in his eyes. Carter taps Adam on the shoulder as Hanzala and Humaira resume playing.
Bye.
Gee, Carter.
Bye. There's something you should know.
What is it?
Remember that money you gave to each of your children from the India money?
Gee, they all got a share of what was left after settling the medical bills.
Well, they have invested that money collectively.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. What did they invest in?
That's what they're here to show you this weekend, Bai.
What is it?
You'll see soon, Bai.
As the sun rises the next morning, Adam stands up on the empty plot of land surrounded by his loving family. He holds the brick with shaky hands and slowly lays it down with a deeply grateful heart. He still cannot believe his children's investments. He turns to Junaid with inquiring eyes.
Jazakallah for coming, Pa. You know, we really messed up with Ma while she was alive. And this is the least we can do.
After losing Ma, we know what it feels like to live without the love and the care of a parent. And we wanted a way to benefit Ma, even after she's passed on.
So we decided to start an orphanage, with the intention of it being a form of Isale Sawab and Sadka Jariya for Ma.
And it's a way for children who don't have the love and the care that you and Ma showed to us. It'll also give them a chance to get good education, some nurturing, and they can make something of themselves.
And we hope this will be a gateway to even greater good for all time to come.
So, will Dada please make dua for us?
Gee, Betty. Rabbana takabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antas tawwabur rahim.
Adam sits on the bench, staring out at the sky from his front porch. He's delighted to see Hawa sitting beside him. She's more beautiful than ever before. She smiles at him and says excitedly,
Allah's promise is always true, Adam. Now, I'm just waiting for you.
Adam returns the smile when he awakens to find the bench empty again. His heart is still at peace.
Soon, we will meet again, and not just in my dreams, Hawa Jan.
For to Allah do we belong, and to Him shall we all return.
حزناً بدافنك ثم إني نفضت تراب قبرك من يدي وكانت في حياتك لي عطاتك فأنت اليوم أوعظ منك حيا فأنت اليوم أوعظ منك حيا.
Family has been a tribute to Marhum Maulana Ibrahim Birali, Rahmatullah Alayh, a man who taught and inspired all around him through his actions, who gave us lessons using humble speech and relaxed conversation, who, above all, aptly always made us understand that living in unity with our fellow mu'mineen,
as ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as sons and daughters of Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, makes us the best of families. May Allah fill his qabr with nur and accept the efforts he made in entering him into Jannat al-Firdaus, where the finest of blessings of Allah will await him.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I dedicate this year's drama series to my best friend and brother, Marhum Maulana Ibrahim Pir Ali. I've never met a better person. We were extremely close. I'm lost for words. The two of us started the drama series together on Radio Islam. We were closer than brothers. I urge and humbly ask all to please remember this legend in your du'as. By the force of his amazing personality, his incredible achievements, his sweeping vision, his enormous generosity, and his admirable values, Maulana's presence served.
From the production team of Family, myself, Tafel Patel.
Myself, Ibrahim Shah.
Myself, Jahangir Khan.
Jazakallah khair for listening. We hope you enjoyed and learned
what family means.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, a really emotional roller coaster end. Manan Habib, your thoughts on the end?
A tear choker indeed. I mean, Hawa losing her life there. It becomes so emotional, where the children are now realizing their mistake, that they should have done a better, they should have changed their ways, and they could have been there for her throughout her final stages, brother.
What we also see is that, and this is also, I think this is the main message throughout the 18 episodes of this drama series, right at the hospital when the children were now, the flashbacks, you know, thinking of their mother when they were young and things like that, that the regret came. But it was a bit too late. And this is the message, that don't keep it for that time, when we're standing in front of our parents' cover, and now we're thinking that we should have respected them, we should have served them better, things like that. Now, while we have the opportunity, now is the time to actually go ahead and bring the service, etc.
Remember, we highlighted this last time also, that Allah says, كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Allah show mercy unto my parents, just as how they nurtured me with love and affection. When we were young, we were totally dependent on them, on in terms of every aspect of life. Food, requirement, dietary, education, having a roof over our head, everything you can think of, they took care of. Now comes the other part in life, where they require our support, our help, where they are totally dependent on us. It is our time to pay back. That's what the Quran is saying.
Also, what we understand here, as far as a parent's love for a child is concerned, a very interesting point, Maulana Habib, the other day I heard from one of the scholars. If you look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs children to respect their parents. وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be good towards your parents, etc. But nowhere in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct the parent to be good to the child. And the scholar mentioned the reason for this is because this is so natural. Allah Ta'ala created this love, the love that a parent has for a child, so much, it's so obvious that there was no need for you to mention it in the Quran. Whereas the other way around, it could happen that the child will turn away from his or her parents, and that is why Allah Ta'ala instructs the children that be good to your parents.
So essentially, it's all about the parents, and may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability. It's never too late to make the change today. It's never too late to pick up that phone and apologize to our parents and become better children, inshallah. Our Jannah comes through them. Remember that. And if Allah is pleased with you in terms of your service to your parents, Allah is giving you the most priciest of objects, and that is Jannatul Firdaus. Mullah Yusuf, also a lot of other things happening. We see Safiya and Adil, alhamdulillah, they managed to work out the polygamy angle. We also see Kate and Hamza, mashallah, settling into the family, Marana.
Gee, we find that polygamy angle is also kind of, you know, they're getting to grips with it. We find that Kate and Hamza is also there together. And it, I think this aspect of bringing if someone from a different race into this particular drama series was really important, because we're finding that as we're going further, as we're going into time, as we're coming into what we call the modern era as such, these things are becoming a reality. There was a time where it was just something to think about or something people spoke about, but in today's time it's actually happening. But overall, the main message behind this particular drama series is, of course, don't delay and treasure your parents while they are still there. Remember that no matter how old you are, sometimes you might be 30, 40, 50, even if you're 60, if your parents or one parent is alive, then you need to consider yourself a child still. So always have that service and that khidmat, inshallah.
Remember, they say your children are observing how you are treating your parents. And when you get old, that's how your children are going to be treating you. So set a high precedent for your children today. Let them see how you are treating your parents with kindness, with compassion, with respect. And that's what you will get in return. Well, Yusuf, Jazakallah khairan for being part of this journey. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah to you as well. And jazakallah to all the listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice and implement all the lessons that were shared throughout this drama series. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.